Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Goodman with Helen Forrest from 1941. Wonderful band and a wonderful singer. They open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a song written by Joe Bushkin and John DeVries called Oh, Look at Me Now. And that was also an arrangement by the brilliant arranger Eddie Sota. Lovely combination. They, as I say, open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'm going to be listening to some very nice voices today, along with some very fine musicians. We'll hear from some big bands, one or two smaller groups, and as I said, some marvelous voices. I think our earliest recording today was made in 1929, and we'll go all the way through to, I believe, 1958. And we're going to go to 1943 for our next recording. From another very popular band, Jimmy Dorsey, one of the Dorsey brothers, Tommy and Jimmy. They played together, and we'll hear them together a little later on in the show. And they went their separate ways and set up different bands in 1935. So Jimmy went on to become very, very popular in the 1940s, and he had some fine talent in his vocal groups. And we will hear two of them, Bob Eberly and Kitty Callan. They're going to bring us a number that's pretty popular, pretty famous. It became a number three hit for the band, apparently. And it's written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray, and it's called Star Eyes. then to 1955, to a song written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Always a wonderful songwriting team, which was introduced in the film Love Me Tonight. That's from 1932. We'll hear a recording from 1955 of the song Isn't It Romantic? And it'll be brought to us by the gorgeous voice of Mel Torme. Then back to 1947. Beryl Davis. She'd started out in Britain in the late 1930s, and she moved over to the U.S. in the mid-1940s and had a long and wonderful career there. She had a delightful voice. Perhaps not a household name today, but she certainly was very popular in her time. And she, as I said, is going to join us from 1947, the number called I Want to Be Loved. And she's joined by the orchestra led by Toots Camerata. And we'll go now to Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Eberly, and Kitty Callan with Star Eyes.
That to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you fulfill the promise of a thrill. Stars, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes will hold my guiding star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are.
Star eyes, that's the way you make my eyes shine. When those lips of yours caress mine, just to have you by my side would leave me starry eyes. Star eyes, lonely eyes you put a dream in. Eyes that only you're supreme in. And if ever will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, my eyes will hold your wishing star. So kiss me and wish on a star.
I've never met you, yet never doubt, dear. I can't forget you, I've thought you out, dear. I know your profile, and I know the way you kiss. Just the thing I miss on a night. night like this. If dreams are made of imagination, I'm not afraid of my own creation. With all my heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake. Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Oh, in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night as this. Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you think that we could fall in love perchance?
Just a wee bit little, 'cause I want to be loved, but only by you. About you, but what can I do? This feeling has me but they don't ever come true. Just a wee bit little, 'cause I want to be loved. I want to be hugged. I want to be loved, but only
listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. This is I've Heard That Song Before, and this morning we're enjoying some voices from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. 1950s, that is. We just heard Beryl Davis from 1947 with I Want to Be Loved. Mel Torme joined us from 1955 with a lovely Rodgers and Hart tune, Isn't It Romantic? And we started out with Jimmy Dorsey, along with Bob Eberle and Kitty Callan, and what became a very big hit from them, 1943, Star Eyes. Our next recording is from another big band, this time from 1936. It's led by Andy Kirk, and as I've said before, I love the name of his band, Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. Well, Andy was a Kansas City alumni, started out his career there, along with some other fantastic musicians, like Count Basie, for one. There were some wonderful musicians came out of there. I'm not quite sure where he was around the time he recorded this. It's a very famous jazz standard called Christopher Columbus, written by Andy Razzaf. And I think Chu Berry's got some credits on this one. Recorded in 1936, and that'll be Andy Kirk. Then to 1945, to the lovely warm tones of Margaret Whiting. She was the daughter of songwriter Richard Whiting and started out her career in the 1940s, early 1940s, and recorded a great deal for Capitol Label and worked a lot with Johnny Mercer, of course, who had all kinds of credentials in the music business at the time. Margaret's going to bring us a Jerome Kern number called All Through the Day. And she will be providing the lyrics, written by Oscar Hammerstein. And then back to 1937 and across the Atlantic to the UK. And perhaps one of the most famous and popular bands around at the time was led by Bert Ambrose. Ambrose and his orchestra. Oh, they were very, very popular. Very fine band. And very typical of the quality of the British dance bands at the time. They were very versatile, and they could certainly do jazz as well as the dance tunes. They're going to bring us a number from 1937 that was written by Duke Ellington, Irving Mills, and Juan Tizol, and it's called Caravan. And we'll hear now from Andy Kirk, his Clouds of Joy, Christopher Columbus. Thank you.
dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you. All through the day, I wish away the time until the time when kiss I dreamed of all through the day.
We've just been listening to Ambrose and his orchestra from 1937. Wonderful. British dance band. They brought us Duke Ellington's Caravan. And before that, the lovely, lovely tones of Margaret Whiting from 1945 with the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerson number All Through the Day. And we started out with Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. I believe it was his 12 Clouds of Joy. Anyway, they brought us a number written by Chu Berry and Andy Razaf called Christopher Columbus from 1936.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
La publicité sur CHUO parle votre langue. Envoyez un courriel à l'adresse advertising@chuo.fm. Le plan de vaccination de l'Ontario contribue à freiner la propagation et à sauver des vies. En attendant d'être tous vaccinés, nous devons maintenir le cap. Portez un masque, lavez-vous les mains, respectez l'écart sanitaire. Nous avons fait tant de chemin ensemble et des milliers de gens se font vacciner tous les jours aux quatre coins de l'Ontario. Bientôt, ce sera votre tour. Consultez ontario.ca/plan-vaccination-COVID ou téléphonez au 1-888-999-6488 pour obtenir de l'aide dans 300 langues, payées par le gouvernement de l'Ontario.
It's fundraising time once again, and we are celebrating 30 years on the FM dial. This year we are aiming to raise $30,000. 30 for 30, that's the theme this year. Check out this testimonial from one of our amazing volunteers.
What up, it's your girl Misha, co-host of Bring Your A-Game Radio on CHUO 89.1 FM. I think that what I love most about being a woman in radio is the fact that I get to be a voice for all of the women out there. It's amazing for more women to hear that their options can be extended into radio so they can exercise their voice on a receptive platform. On top of that, on Bring Your A-Game and on CHUO, I get to use the platform to allow artists who work so very hard on their craft to be exposed to a broader audience. It's amazing when you get to showcase somebody's art in a way that allows you to hear their story and spread the word on their talents. We're hitting 30 years on CHUO, and the station is more inclusive than ever. CHUO is taking great strides to continue to lift the talent herd in Canada and the Ottawa-Gatineau region.
30 for 30. Support community radio and check out CHUO.fm to click on the GoFundMe link today.
And you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, and this is I've Heard That Song Before, your weekly visit to music from days gone by, starting in the 1920s and going up to the 1960s, the days of the big bands, the jazz groups, and all those marvelous singers, not to mention the wonderful songwriting efforts of the great ones. And we hear all of those this morning. Well, we have another big band coming up for you. The year is 1937. Artie Shaw. He started out a while before this, played in a lot of small groups. Around this time, he decided to start up his own band, and he had several of them. I'm not quite sure which one this is. It's either his first or his second. But his bands were characterized by having some of the great talent around at the day, including himself, of course, on clarinet. Artie was also very famous for his arrangements of music. Sometimes innovative, but always very well done, very tight rhythm, and often a very lyrical quality to them as well. We're going to hear him with a Cole Porter number from the musical Rosalie, and the title is I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. We will go next to 1944 to a lovely jazz singer called Anita Boyer. She is going to bring us a number written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, one of the great songwriting teams. They were actually quite, I think, Hoagy and Johnny were quite similar in their styles. They're very folksy and got the rhythms and the tones as well. Anyway, we will hear them with How Little We Know. We won't hear them. We will hear Anita Boyer. She's going to bring us that lovely Hoagy Carmichael, Johnny Mercer song, How Little We Know. And then to another wonderful voice from one of the great entertainers of the century, and that is Sammy Davis Jr. He did everything so well. He had such natural talent in abundance. And he had just an amazing voice, great power, but also great tenderness. And here's a lovely combination, that gorgeous voice, along with one of the loveliest of the George and Ira Gershwin tunes. And they were all lovely. We all have our particular favorites, and this is one of them. 1956. Sammy's going to bring us Someone to Watch Over Me. And we'll start with Artie Shaw, I've a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart.
Thank you. there's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome to her heart, I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some big bands, some smaller groups, and some gorgeous singers. We just heard Sammy Davis Jr. from 1956 with the George and Ira Gershwin number, Someone to Watch Over Me. Many, many folks have recorded that, and there are some gorgeous versions of it out there. That being one of them. Before that, Anita Boye from 1944, and I do believe this may be Anita's first visit to the show. This morning she brought us the Hoagy Carmichael, Johnny Mercer tune, How Little We Know. And we started off with Artie Shaw and his new music from 1937 with the Cole Porter number, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And I think there was a bit of a scat singing there. Possibly from Hot Lips Page, I'm not sure. Everyone on Artie's recording seems to be having fun, including Artie himself with that beautiful clarinet.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to move on now, and we've been listening mostly to singers with big bands. We've had a couple of smaller groups, and we're going to hear another singer with a small group just coming up. We're back to 1936, and one of the most prolific set of small group recordings that was being made at the time was that over at the Brunswick label, later to become the Columbia label, under the aegis of the great entrepreneur and musicologist John Hammond. Organizing and leading the sessions was Teddy Wilson, one of the nicest of the swing and jazz pianists around. And he organized some wonderful groups. Usually the vocalist was Billie Holiday, but there were lots of other wonderful vocalists, and we will hear him and his friends this morning with another of those vocalists who also, by the way, sang with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in the early days, and that is Helen Ward. Also in the studio that day were Chris Griffin on trumpet, Benny Goodman himself on clarinet, Vito Musso tenor sax, Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, Alan Royce guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. So this is really a small group carved out of the Benny Goodman Orchestra of the time. The song is called Here's Love in Your Eyes. It will be brought to us by Helen Ward. It's written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. And then another lovely lady from 1949 who had a very, very long and wonderful career in the music field. And that's Lena Horne. In the 1940s, she was doing quite a bit of film work. And this one is from a film released, I think, in 1950 called The Duchess of Idaho. The song was written by Leo Pearl and Henry Nemo, and it's called Baby, Come Out of the Clouds. And then we're going to go back two decades to 1929. Now, we heard earlier from Jimmy Dorsey, and I mentioned that he, of course, was part of a group of musicians called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, with his brother Tommy and lots of other fine musicians who actually went on to have bands of their own. This is back in 1929. And one of the young vocalists who was around at the time, and he sang with a lot of the dance bands and also with some of the jazz bands, and he had a rather nice voice called Smith Ballou. And he's going to bring us a number along with the Dorsey Brothers, written by Fred Alert and Mr. Turk. I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name. It'll come to me, but not right now. Anyway, the song that they wrote, and they wrote many, with Smith Ballou and the Dorsey Brothers, is called Mean to Me. And we'll go now to Teddy Wilson with Helen Ward and friends. Here's Love in Your Eyes.
A dream is like stardust that we never touch. And you know you're dreaming a little too much. Someday that dreaming will get you in Dutch. Baby, come out of the clouds. You walk with the moonbeams. You talk to the stars. And you're painting rainbows with musical bars. That's just for people who live up in Mars. Baby, come out of the clouds. Don't tell me that it's my imagination. You know everything I've said is true. Can it be the same old situation where the clouds always get the best of you? If you're like an angel, then I'm out of line. But then if you're human, just slip me the sign. Drop down to earth, dear. Say you'll be mine. Baby, come out of the clouds. Don't tell me that it's my imagination. You know everything I've said is true. Can it be the same old situation where the clouds always get the best of you? If you're like an angel, then I'm out of line. But then if you're human, just slip me the sign. Drop down to earth, dear. Say you'll be mine, baby. Come out of the cloud. Come out of the
is near, dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, or can't you see what you mean to me?
Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1929, Mean to Me. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thank you very much for joining me today, and I do urge you, please stay with us, because Randy's on his way. Randy McGilligan is coming with In Transition in just a few moments. 2 hours of great jazz. We look forward to you joining us then, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. We do have one more voice for you this morning, and it's from 1948. A very popular crooner at the time, Tony Martin, with a lovely song written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein for the musical Showboat, and that is Make Believe.
Could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blended in a phantom kiss, or two or three?
Tell the truth.